This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are, the best in class. In the USA, the DJV program, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan are here to romance you with our thoughts and experiences. It's romance because it's Valentine's week. Probably, I want to say hi, by the way, to listeners Michael Glover, Morgan Lofting, Kenny Tosh. Hello. Welcome to our experience. Welcome to our program. The romance scammers. Victoria and I were talking about this. I think it's a good thing to spread around. Those of you who are into romance, and who isn't, it's Valentine's week. Except me. I'm not into it. But there are a lot of people who... Why are you chuckling? That's
just
true.
You know, you're Captain Curmudgeon, so...
Captain Curmudgeon. All right, so, the scammers that have made off with all this money in cryptocurrency... How is it tied? Were people paying for dates with cryptocurrency? Is that what the FTC
No, the scams
said?
Are, and this is exactly like the plot of The Tinder Swindler, which is a documentary that I recommend to everyone. It's like bizarrely entertaining, and it's really an eye-opening experience if you're dating online. And so what happens is everyone gets, these people are all getting catfished. And so they start a relationship
with
someone.
What does it mean to be catfished?
Well, so they start a relationship with someone, and then at some point, the person that they think that they're dating, they think it's a real person, it's usually a bot or it's, you know, a con artist, and then they mention that they have some sort of money trouble, and that that's what's preventing them from being together, and all kinds of, like, crazy stuff. Or, you know, in the Tinder Swindler, he had all these women convinced that he was moving in with them. He was on FaceTime with them as these women were walking through apartments and houses with real estate agents. And they were convinced that this is their boyfriend and they're going to move in together. And then, you know, sure enough, he needed to borrow money. And then his credit card wasn't working and he couldn't make the wire transfer and all this other crap. And so this is what this is what's happening. And unfortunately, people are falling for this. In, like we said, it's $139 million in crypto. Crypto obviously is the preferred the preferred currency of scammers and catfishers because it's untraceable. And once it's gone, it's gone. You can't get it back. It's not like a wire transfer. So $547 million were lost to scammers in 2021. That's
great.
It's a lot.
Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, so in league with that, as long as we're in the romance mood, that certainly puts you in the mood. So there's a program that's meant to lower internet service costs for Americans. This is something that we've been talking about here because I feel a lot of our programming goes to mid-South stations, Midwest stations, places that are very rural. So I'm on your side when it comes to farmers, especially people living in rural America that don't have the same internet service that we do have on the East Coast, the West Coast, bigger cities.
We take it for granted, I think, don't we?
Yeah, I think we really do. Except when I was traveling around this past weekend, I went to a place called Cavendish, Vermont, to look at a farm. And when I was trying to send the information back to my son and his wife and their family, there was no service.
No service, yeah.
That was the other thing I thought about when we were talking about whether to buy it or not to buy it. The service is, you have to go 10 miles before you get any service into the town, and you get a little bit of, like, three bars or something.
Southern Vermont, I know you weren't in southern Vermont, but I think Vermont
Central.
In general needs to get it together, because I used to go up to Vermont, to southern Vermont, all the time to the Mount Snow area, and we knew within 45 minutes of getting to our cabin that we would have no service. And we had no cell service for days. You'd have to drive so far just to get, you know, one bar. So I don't know what's happening in, like, all of Vermont, but maybe they're part of
Well, but upper New York State is the same.
Yeah.
When you get into upper New York, I was in a place called Malone, New York, middle of nowhere. There was no service there. I didn't have any service. When I tried to send, this is that the video that you have seen, some of you, either at djvshow.com or my own Facebook page, at facebook.com/djvshow, of me on the, this is an ice-breaking ferry going across Lake Champlain, and I'm there like, it looks like I'm driving on the ice. Kind of a cool, it was kind of fun. But there was no service there. I didn't have service for miles and miles and miles. And so you think about how dependent, I wasn't thinking I was annoyed I didn't have it. I was thinking how dependent we've become on all of this stuff. And that is...
Well, it's not even just us. And, like, it's, you know, it's frustrating when you're just, you know, if you want to, like, put something on Instagram. But think about all the small businesses that are, that everyone needs a website, right? You can't run a retail business without a website.
That's
true. And think about, like, how that impacts farmers and, you know, people who have to communicate with, it's really wild, and it is a rural America problem for sure. So to get back to, we got derailed, but to get back to what you were saying, the story is the Affordable Connectivity Program, the ACP. That is the largest federal program that's aimed at helping low-income Americans afford a service. They have a discount of $30 a month that's knocked off the bill. But it has to go farther than that. It can't just be, you know, oh, well, here's a discount. Because if you have no internet service, what good is a discount going to do if you don't have the service to begin with? And so this is part of that, the infrastructure bill to get, and this is, you know, when we talked about the FCC in the, during under the last administration, Ajit Pai, who was the head of the FCC, I was not a fan of his at all. He did not care whatsoever about rural America and having connectivity. That's why he was so against net neutrality. And so now, hopefully, we can get some infrastructure going where rural America, wherever it is, whether it's upstate New York, or Vermont, New England, or the Midwest, we have got to make sure that we have got everybody connected. And I know you hate 5G. But that's just, but we, that's the reality is we, you know, these people have no G's, so we need to at least get to like 3 or 4G for them.
No G's.
No G's.
I had no G's when I couldn't send anything in the year four. Right. The folks at SpaceX are at it. They've planned 3 new privately crewed missions, including one with their flagship Starship spacecraft. This is very interesting. These privately funded missions, known as the Polaris program, I guess they're pretty much, when you get into the private companies, these 3 big companies that are now doing all of this stuff, imagine countries who put up the dough to do this, and now these 3 are able, because they have enough money, to do the same thing that individual countries we're doing. It's quite, I would like to see them all get together, kind of like I said before with the International Space Station, which was really the first demonstration of all of the countries that were involved in space programs coming together, although I don't think the Chinese have never sent, there's no Chinese representation, is there?
Yeah, there's a Chinese astronaut in the space station right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I know we had Russians with this. So it was, you know, and I remember hearing something from a couple of my friends who are attached to the Space Coast and know what's going on at NASA, how the reports that these people came back with as to how they got along, how much fun it was. The boundaries of countries go away when you're in space. And I can't help but wonder sometimes, I know it's naive.
Yeah, you're just astronauts when you're up there.
Right? Yeah, right. But I mean, why do we have borders for countries? Why? What? Who created all that? Why do we have borders for states? I know people say, well, because
I mean, each country has a different form of government. If you want to live like China, well, then continue to take away our border, which
why would we, if we took away the borders, why would we assume automatically that everybody would be like China?
Who governs?
Yeah. But they gonna do they govern? Does it fall into that we would? Is the thought that everybody would be stupid enough to want to? Or to just ascend into, or descend is actually the right word.
It would descend be the ultimate into quest for power. Mm. Is who, if this were a global
economy.
Well,
but that's what they're doing now. It's the ultimate quest for power now.
That's what they're doing.
Our own
trying
systems,
to take over
right?
the world.
I mean, I don't know if that makes it feel better, but at least within our own systems. I don't know. I think a global be interesting to see what would happen, but I certainly believe that it would be more apt that we'd all be living like China's living right now than anything else.
Well, there are a lot of people who think in the next 35 or 40 years that's what's going to happen. I don't subscribe to that, but, you know, it is what it is. And people say, well, look, the stock market is falling down for the third consecutive day. What's going to happen? Things are falling apart. What nonsense! You know, for the naysayers that want to have everything look bad, there's a local newspaper chain here where I am in central Massachusetts called The Patch. And I swear to God, they must be, the editors must be from the New York
Times.
Oh,
yeah, I read Patch. No, that's all local news that they pull from.
Yeah, but it's all negative.
Across the country.
It's the headlines, see how much snow is going to affect your life this weekend. It's like, hello.
But who doesn't need to know that? Everyone needs to know.
I don't need to have it thrown in my face and that it's going to be a horror show.
Now you're anti-news. Like, that is
what
is.
Especially if you're traveling for work, you need to know what the roads are going to be like.
Oh, yeah, fine.
You're the only person that looks
enough time whether it's bad news. Got to go to the store and get your milk and eggs and bread.
Yeah, I want to go to the store and get some potato milk. All right, 17 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
All right, you'll all be happy to know that Dr. Deborah Birx, remember her? She was kind of the second banana to phony Fauci. She's written a book, going to release her memoirs. Yeah.
Hold on. I just want to know, who reads all these books? Everybody's got a book, but who reads them all? Well, I don't.
Critics.
I don't know, but her book's supposed to be about COVID, but you notice that in the title, it's like she has Trump administration in there because she probably figures that'll get people reading about
Trump
it.
Trump will read it, right, exactly.
Yeah, well, not Trump I don't know about him reading it.
Trump will read it.
He doesn't read books. Who is it? I would think it would be your anti-Trumpers. You know, the anti-Trumpers like you, Doug.
Oh, you mean Scott?
Well, I just figure, you know, we like to
I'm
label
not
people.
Anti, well, I don't know whether I'm anti or I'm not. I just don't. No, I've been his guest at Mar-a-Lago a couple of times, and
no, you were not a guest of his. That
no,
looks
I was a
like
guest of a member.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The food's good.
Get it straight.
Anyway, it's an interesting, fascinating place, actually. Sort of reminds me of an era long gone, in a sense. Oh, Marjorie Merriweather Post, the one who that era, sort of the Art Deco era of America, and it's not, it's just kind of a fun. It was a different time, shall we say. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 23 after the hour, as we probe into gossip and things on social media, the Susan Lucci discussion, she had her second emergency heart surgery. Did you see that?
She's Susan Lucci? From
All My Children. Yep.
Yeah, she's a big heart advocate, big heart health advocate.
Yeah.
Wait, she had heart surgery? I don't think it was recent, though. I think this has been a little while, right?
This has been, well,
you mean Doug's not telling
us
current story? Well, I mean, I don't know for sure, but I know that she goes out every February because it's heart
health
month.
Yeah. Right.
And so she's out there always talking about making sure you get your preemptive checks and all, and know your numbers and that kind of thing, because she was taken by surprise. I mean, you look at Susan Lucci, you think she doesn't even eat like air. So
she's
you
so
think
tiny.
That, yeah, but she had issues.
Issues. We have issues. We have lots and lots of issues. Well, Ben and Jen don't seem to have any issues. So, Jay, what did Jennifer do for her sweetheart once the movie hit the theaters this weekend? I wonder what Ben thought of her attention, those eyes, when she was looking at Owen Wilson. What do you think? Oh, do you really feel that way? Or are you just a good actress?
I think that they're both actors, so they know how it goes. He's probably not. He's totally unfazed by it. But Ben did give Jen a really sweet Valentine's Day present. This is their first Valentine's Day since rekindling the romance. And what do you get the girl who has everything? Something sentimental, obviously. So he gave her a video montage of a bunch of clips from their time together before, like some clips from their movie Geely back in the early aughts, red carpet events. Ben was in her Jenny from the Block music video, so some of that. And it was all set to her song Marry Me, which is in her
new movie.
How
much did Jennifer Garner must just throw up watching all of this? I don't know. If I were Jennifer Garner, I would
kind of
like,
feel sorry for Jennifer Garner. How do you not question your entire marriage to Ben Affleck when he rebounded?
You had to go through all the crud with him, the drinking, the gambling.
Yep. know.
Didn't she find a new, didn't Jennifer Garner have a new boyfriend, a doctor or something? She seemed quite happy.
I think he's a finance guy or something, but he's very good looking, so props for her. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's not. Wait a minute. Are you that superficial?
Yes.
That, huh? You are?
Yes, of course.
Really?
Good for her. She got a hot guy. I mean, why not?
All right, Jay, keep going. What else do we have? What else was in this montage? Because it looks like it's kind of cool. And wait a minute. Okay, hold on just a second.
Mm-hmm.
So what you said about Jennifer Garner, does that apply to Mark Anthony, who really did seem
Mark
to love
Anthony
her when they were married?
Mark Anthony has dated every Miss Universe on the planet. So Mark Anthony, he looks like a little Skeletor, but somehow he gets the hottest girls on the planet. It's amazing.
Well, it seems like Mark Anthony and J-Lo have continued a friendship. They're great co-parents for their kids, but they also did a lot of business together after their divorce.
And I guess my point is that neither one of them went off the rails. Ben Affleck was off the rails, and Jennifer Garner had to deal with it.
Yes, you're right, Jennifer.
He's like gaga over someone else.
Right. What about A-Rod? He doesn't really didn't care, right? He's just...
apparently, that was another rumor that he believes, as he and Jennifer Lopez are unraveling all their businesses that they had together. They had vitamins, and they had her J-Lo Beauty and all kinds of stuff. So they're unraveling all of those business deals. And so there was a rumor running around social media, I guess, from one of the gossip rags that he believes that he's going to get her back. And then Mark Anthony actually commented on the story with just a whole bunch of laughing emojis. So, yeah.
Lovely.
He knows the truth.
Yeah. Silly stuff. Okay. There it is. An update for you at 28 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Tuesday voted to confirm Dr. Robert Califf as commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after some senators argued his ties to the pharmaceutical industry or views on birth control made him unfit for the role. Several lawmakers sent a letter to President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, demanding she complies with a law requiring her agency to disclose the number of jobs lost when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline. The Keystone XL pipeline was projected to provide approximately 11,000 jobs, and roughly $800 million in wages were extinguished with the stroke of Biden's pen. A convicted killer who escaped a Mississippi prison was captured Tuesday after 2 days on the run. Mississippi Department of Corrections Commissioner Burl Kane.
Just when he starts to speed a car so he can run away from the police, he runs out of gas.
51-year-old Michael Floyd Wilson on Sunday fled from the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has moved his government into more of a dictator role with emergency powers, Trudeau has taken aim at truckers and their peaceful protests demanding the end of the vaccine mandate in Canada. After getting the call from President Biden, Trudeau is suspected of giving false witness in order to gain never-before-used powers in his country. Trudeau's claim of Confederate flags, Nazi symbols, and right-wing slander is something out of the American political playbook. Street Captain David Paisley on the Daily Wire.
So I've been here, well, since the beginnings, and I have never seen a Confederate flag anywhere. I've never seen a Nazi flag. These photos of this individual with the Confederate flag, they had a full ski mask, goggles, no identifiable logos on them. You'll see if you look at pictures of the actual protesters here, people have company names, their faces are exposed, the trucks have their companies on them, phone numbers, like no one's hiding here. And so this individual is fully hidden, fully garbed. It is all very suspect.
It should be noted, in his speech this week to gain ultimate power in Canada, Justin Trudeau never once mentioned COVID-19 or the pandemic as the reason for taking Canada's freedom from its citizens. Republican lawmakers are stressing it's time to move on from the COVID-19 pandemic. A handful of senators, including Mike Lee of Utah, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Ted Cruz of Texas, and Rand Paul of Kentucky, sent a letter to their colleagues urging them not to help Democrats push a continuing resolution to fund the federal government unless Democrats defund vaccine mandates. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is a very interesting invitation. The podcast of the DJV program, we have the download every single day, so help yourself to parts of the program you didn't hear at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also at djvshow.com all day, every day, get the full program. So you can hear the DJVers, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan opine on the issues of the day. Information still pouring in now on what happened during the game. That is, how much food was consumed by Americans. Apparently, it was the most food ever consumed. Ever. In really? One day. In whether it's just food or beer or whatever. Do we have any stats as to looking at you know,
how
you,
do they
you,
know that or track that?
Can yeah. They have associations, like they have liquor store associations, they have grocery store associations. Perhaps, or are you suggesting it's all just made up?
Well, I don't know. To say it's the day that the most food was consumed ever, I don't know. It just seems weird. But maybe.
Well, Doritos, Pepsi, all the beer.
Oh, so retail sales, they're basing that on. Okay.
Yeah.
That
right.
Makes, yeah.
Do you think? American beer drinkers have a lot of options. Seems that beer becomes more of a focus during and after the Super Bowl. But there are there is the Treasury Department. I don't know why they're looking into this, but apparently they have nothing better to do. The IRS is being so wonderfully run that they have time to understand what's going on in the beer industry. That is getting the varieties down and how much is being sold of Pilsners. Is it Pilsners? I never...
It's a Pilsner.
What is a Pilsner? What is that?
Pilsner is a style of beer.
What does it taste like?
It's a lighter beer. It's a lighter beer, yeah.
So Miller Lite is a Pilsner?
Miller no. Lite is a light beer. Pilsner is not a light
we
beer.
We mean lighter
Pilsner.
In color.
Yeah, yeah, oh. It's a lighter. It's not like
so
a dark
what is
beer.
A light beer? Why would somebody want to drink Miller Lite?
Fewer calories.
Yeah, less calories.
Really? So they don't put it doesn't
tastes
taste as good?
Tastes great, less filling.
Really? Good to know, Jennifer. Anyway, the beer industry is becoming... I am looking at the concentration around here. There isn't any. I guess that, you know, Anheuser-Busch trying to buy up everybody. But there are so many new, what do they call them, mini breweries. Right? We have two of them here in Framingham that are doing extraordinarily well. I don't drink beer, so I don't know from nothing about the way it tastes. But I know that there's a lot of interest. And these three kids who have put this together, called Jack's Abbey, they have really grown. They've had to move three times into bigger facilities because the beers were so popular.
It's so really popular. People look at it as a habit. People make their own beers at home. They like to find microbrews, local ales. There's even a lot of tourism around that kind of stuff where people go visit places because of the breweries that they have. So it's a new deal.
Yeah. All right. I just wonder whether people go out of their way to buy the stuff. I know when I was feeding a lot of cows, I used to get all their brewery, their grains and things. And most of the grains came from the same place. There's on farms around the country, there is not an urgency, but a lot of people are changing how they grow and what they grow. And there's a big thing about growing local grains and hops and stuff to make the beers taste like. It's when we talk about wine, Jennifer, and the acidity of the soil or wherever the soil is will predicate what the grapes taste like, thus what the wine will taste like, right? It's a construct of the soil. And so one wonders if that's the same when it comes to the hops and the grains and the things that they use to brew the beer.
I don't know if terroir is like as much a part of wine, or excuse me, as beer as winemaking, but because I don't know the beer industry as much, but definitely the way people, the style of brewing, what kind of ingredients, a lot of times you'll get flavored beers and that kind of thing now. So I think that there's obviously, it may not be perfectly symmetrical with how the wine business or how wine is made, but it's definitely got the same elements, which is why microbrews are so exciting for people, because everybody's a little bit different.
Well, there is definitely something to the terroir with beer, because like the only beer I ever drink is Guinness when I'm in Ireland, and Guinness in Ireland tastes different from Guinness anywhere in the world. Even Guinness in England, which they grow their hops and make it there, that tastes different than it does in Ireland. And it's the soil in England and Ireland are similar, but there are still different minerals and things. So it definitely can affect, just like wine, it can definitely affect the taste.
Did I tell you when I went to Ireland the last time I went to the Guinness? Not a factory, it's a
It is the Guinness
brewery.
Factory. Yeah, the
I guess
brewery.
It is, yeah, kind of. Yeah, it was really fascinating to see the old and the new sort of merging.
Yeah.
There, that's really
best
one
view
of
the city, too, at the top.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. A lot of it's modern in a way, but yet old in another way. So the reason the Treasury, to not bury the headline, going back to why the Treasury Department is looking at the beer industry, it is because of what Biden is trying to do, and I'm very happy about this, break up big businesses that are controlling the industries they're involved in. And because there are only, what, two or three companies, Anheuser-Busch, Coors, who else, and Miller, right? I don't even know who owns Miller. But that's about it in the beer department for national brands. And yet all of these, 90% of the beer market is held by these two or three companies. And then they have all of these independents, which it seems, I remember being in Denver last year and going with my friends to this place. There was a brew, it was kind of a brew pub, and they had all the people who were drinking different kinds of beers, and I didn't see any beer represented that was a national brand. It was all local. So I'm surprised that really in this circumstance, 90% of the beer industry is controlled by these two or three companies. I'm surprised in one way.
So many of the microbrews now.
But
remember all those like family beers that they were kind of all concentrated in like the in Michigan? And like outside of Detroit, that's where like Schlitz and Stroh's and all Pabst. Those old school, all those
the
old
beer that made Milwaukee famous.
They are all, I mean, except for Pabst, like they're all out of business and they were just bought up by the big ones. And it's like they're those, like in many industries, we've talked about it, like in the tech world and the media world, they're just gobbling up everything in sight. And I think it is time that we, you know, put a halt on that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
pork producers,
I think,
meat producers, poultry. I mean, it's everything.
Well, that's it. Right. It's the same thing everywhere. And it was exemplified also my trip across northern Vermont, northern New York over the weekend. On the routes that I was traveling, there would have been one dairy farm after another, after another, after another on both sides of the lake. Now, if I passed four farms that were still milking cows on the whole trip, I would be surprised. It's the wasteland, the land that isn't being used for anything now because of the concentration of milk production and milk producers. It's the way that everything is going, and that's what Biden wants to break up. So I suppose maybe the introduction of potato milk is something that will. What do we have? Coconut
I don't know
milk.
If that's going to take.
Oat
take
milk.
Off. Yeah.
Almond milk.
Hemp
walnut milk, flax milk, pea milk, rice milk, banana milk, hemp milk. It goes on and on.
Cashew milk.
Macadamia milk. That's my favorite.
It's not. It's not milk.
Yes, it
is. Here's a new brand. It's called Veg of Lund. Huh? It's a new potato milk. It's allergen-friendly, vegan ingredients. Obviously include potatoes, but there are other plant milk base is apparently in it. I don't get this.
This is a huge business, and so when Starbucks starts carrying and Dunkin' Donuts and all these other chains now offer all kinds of different the coconut milk and almond milk and you know just the million different options for non-dairy. Some people are lactose intolerant, so it makes their life easier. But a lot of people just think that cow milk is gross.
What?
A lot of people feel that way.
It is. Because
not
it's
not a
it's gnarly.
Why?
I don't drink milk.
The aftertaste.
Aftertaste comes because of the additives they put in it. It doesn't have, and if you go into a barn, and when I used to milk cows, the kids come in and do the tour of the barn, I take one of the cow's teats and squirt it at the kids, and it all screams.
Oh, my gosh, that is so gross.
No.
I don't want to think about drinking out of that.
I really don't
want to hear you ever say teat again.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Teat. Nothing. Let's just not talk about milking
udder.
Cows.
Right.
An udder.
Yeah, the udder. The cow's right. udder. But there's four teats on a
but
cow's
how
udder.
How can it be a good idea to drink out of another animal's udder? I don't know. I just don't think it's a good idea.
Really? So you don't like ice cream anymore?
I love cheese.
This is a problem.
I love
dairy.
And I love butter, but I don't like
drinking
milk.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want
All right, as long as we're in the food department, the United States Department of Agriculture announcing plans to update school nutrition standards so that schools have a clear path forward to build back the lunch menus, the breakfast menus. Even there are some children, as we found out during the pandemic, they get all of their meals, all of them, at school. So the taxpayer is funding. You know, a lot of people say we're not taking good care of the people who are homeless, the people who are poor. I think in this case we're doing quite a good job of that. Is there more that needs to be done? I don't know. I guess it depends on the individual needs, but I know that there are a lot of children who don't have good sources of food, and they get them in school every day, at least 5 days a week. And now the
quality of what they're eating in school, it's fried chicken fingers, it's french fries, it's hamburgers.
Well, it's better than they would get on at home. I'm not suggesting
it's food, but the quality of it is terrible.
The other issue nutrition. Is you have to think about what kids are going to eat, too. One of my mom's biggest pet peeves, if you ever talk to her about teaching, there's a lot of them, but one of them is that when the lunch program started, where everybody was given a certain amount, they had to adhere to some nutrition standards, mm-hmm. and she said it was like an atrocity how many apples would get thrown away every single day because kids just don't want to eat them. So it's like, yeah, I know we complain about chicken fingers and stuff, but at the same time, what are kids going to actually consume? It says more about our education and what kids will eat than I think more than anything.
So the USDA has come down with a ruling that establishes the requirements that students must have in school this year. Milk, whole grains, sodium. I didn't find that interesting. Yeah,
that's one of my
the weekly sodium limit for school lunch and breakfast menus remains
limit
at the current
sodium.
Yeah,
okay.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Okay.
More grains, more milk, that sort of thing, and less salt. That's pretty much it. The
fruits
and vegetable requirements.
We're just giving kids type 2 diabetes with all of the sugar and the salt that's in everything that they eat.
Yeah,
and I understand,
that.
Like you have to, like I get it, like kids. You have to, you know, I don't know. I grew up in a different type of way. I mean, there was not like, well, you know, a different meal for every person at the table. We all ate what we ate, and that's it, you know.
That's it.
And
be quiet. That's what my father used to say. Less talk
I mean,
and more
nutritious,
eat.
Good food, and we were lucky that, you know, that we didn't have an economic barrier for that. And I understand when kids need to rely on school food, you know, for all three of their meals every day. But I still think that we can do a lot better with the nutrition.
I don't think there's any question about it. And one of the things would be, in where it's available, to require schools to buy produce from local schools if they're preparing lunches. I mean,
do,
from
do
local
schools
farms.
Schools even have produce, though?
Yeah, well, they get it. They do like restaurants. They bring in
a lot of
the service industries bring that stuff in, and it's all. You know, like
just from what I've seen, a lot of it is like apples, bananas, oranges, because those are pretty stable. And then a lot of it is like carrots, like mini carrots or celery, stuff like that. I mean,
48
it's not like
past the hour.
Salads.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack, Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Medical knowledge and the explanation of things that sometimes don't get enough explanation. That's what Jack Stockwell's job is here on the DJV program. Dr. Jack practices at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a NERCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. So let me ask you, speaking of being a GAPS practitioner, the younger generation of Americans that are being diagnosed with advanced stages of rectal and colon cancer, looking at the stats, doctors aren't sure why the disease is now impacting those in their 20s and 30s so aggressively. I'm sure you have an explanation for that because you're a GAPS practitioner. Isn't it about what goes in is, you know, what is it, the old,
yeah.
You are what you eat? So
you are what
whatever
you digest.
Yeah.
You are what you absorb. There's several different stages that go on through there. A lot of things that people eat, thank goodness, because of the horrible food choices they make, go right on through the system. Because mm-hmm. the system really doesn't recognize it. It doesn't know what to do with it.
Doesn't digest it.
And it wants to get rid of it.
Yeah, right.
But the stuff that we do digest then needs to be absorbed. And in order for it to be absorbed through the walls of the small intestine and the beginning of the colon is dependent on the bacterial colonies that live there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call the microbiome that's so, really getting coming to the fore like it should.
One of the things that is the studies suggest that sugary drinks are public enemy number one in risks for colorectal cancer. So what does the sugar do? Does it eat away at the lining of the stomach?
It stunts the immune system.
It does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is a test that can be done called the phagocytic test. Phagocytes are the white blood cells that eat things that should not be there, like bacteria, like viruses. They just clean up the system, parasites, whatever else. And there's a test called the phagocytic test. And what they do is they take a sample of your blood and they put that blood into a little dish while the blood is still alive, and they introduce a common bacteria, maybe coli or some kind of staph or something. And they watch how effective your white blood cells are while they're still alive in this condition outside your body to attack and destroy the enemy. Then what they do, and they time it. They count what's going on, and they time it. Then they give you 100 cc's of glucose, just like you were doing in a glucose tolerance test. And they wait 30 minutes. And then they take another sample of blood. And they watch, they count the number of cells that are involved in a small little area and how effective the white blood cells are against that bug. And it slows down quite a bit. And then a half an hour later, they give you another 100 cc's, and a half an hour, another 100, and a half an hour, another 100. And after they've given you about 300 cc's of glucose, your white blood cells just sit there and do nothing. And they could do nothing up to 2 to 3 days before they begin to be active again.
Wow.
So sugary drinks, sugary foods, processed foods that are loaded with sugar, because, you know, some of these products, you can read the label, and there's 4 or 5 different names for sugar on there.
Yep.
Because if it just said fats sugar, it'd be the number one ingredient.
Different names for fats.
Oh, exactly. Well. And the food labeling laws are just, you know, they're not user-friendly by any means. Well. So, yes, the number one cause of cancer is environmental factors that cause constant inflammation and an interruption of your immune system. Because we all have cancer. We all have cancer several times in a lifetime, but you never even know it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
your immune system is on top of it. But when that immune system gets sluggish.
It's like COVID. A lot of people have had COVID. I've had it, apparently, and I didn't know that I had it.
I can say the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So the fats that we're eating are not good for us. Eating things like we avoid, this is
well, there's
I,
good
my
fats.
Saving graces. It's
there's
fruits.
Good fats.
Oh, yeah,
but most
are.
Of the fats in our diet are bad fats.
Yeah, right. Well, the way stuff is cooked. But I knock on wood because of the number. I'm just thinking about what's downstairs. I have blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, oranges, kiwi. Let's see, what else have I got? I have grapefruit and grapes. That's what I snack on, or I am today, and I'm thinking about the things that are there. And I think maybe that wards off some of the things my
Well, those are very sugary foods. Those foods are still going to break down the sugar in the bloodstream.
Natural.
But at least they've got vitamins and enzymes in them.
Right.
At least they got some minerals.
Yes, minerals. Let's hear it for minerals.
You're not going to find that in a candy bar.
No? Three Musketeers doesn't have any minerals? Really? You always spoil it for me. Ice cream doesn't have any minerals. There must be some minerals in
ice cream. Does.
Yeah, okay.
Because it has dairy.
Saving grace. Don't tell the girls that. They don't want to. They think dairy is bad. Yuckabunga. All right, Jack. Thank you, Jack Stockwell, at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.